Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown, and I am coming at you live. This day, it's a great day. Today, we have a great show for you. I have boxing promoters and boxers on my show today. I am so excited because this is such a new thing for me. I've got the entertainment background, but I guess to a certain degree, boxing and entertainment is all intertwined. So I'm really excited. I've got a boxing promoter who's coming on the show, and he's got a fight coming up. So we're just going to get all up in his business, right, everybody? We're going to find out everything that goes into becoming a boxing promoter, just talk to a lot of different boxers about their career, how they got started, what their plans are. So you all know I am oh so nosy. So I'm going to get all up into their business today and just really find out a lot of information about the sport, what makes these guys tick, what made them even, get into that industry. So I'm very excited. But before we get going, you all know Barack Obama is our president elect, and he is just doing his thing. If you ever watch him, now, when he gives a press conference, it actually says Office of the President Elect. I just think that's so fly. But anyway, based on that, he mentioned in his acceptance speech that he's asking everybody to trade in their cynicism for hope and possibilities. And that's something that I'm working on. I'm doing it every day, and I'm encouraging everybody else to do it every day as well. Just, try to tone down or take down that little level of cynicism and really exchange it or trade it in for hope and possibilities. And I've been doing that since November 4th. So, it's working for me because just in a flash, when I'm like, man, this ain't going to work, this sucks, this is stupid, I think very quickly, we have a chance. We have a glimmer of hope to make things right and to do big things. So I'm just really excited. And, I always come to you and share my growth and share my development and share all of the cool things that are happening in and around the world to Cy Brown. So, I just ask you, if I'm working on it, I'm asking you all to work on it as well. Just trade in your cynicism for a little bit of hope and a little bit of possibility. And I'm really interested to see how it works in your life, how things change for you or how things are happening in your life. So, share it with me. Just let everybody know, how things are going. Hit me up in the chat room. Before we bring in our guests, I just want to give everybody a quick reminder to follow me on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/CyBrownMedia. That way you can stay up to date on all of the things that I'm doing and what Cy Brown Media is doing and all of the things that we're promoting. So just join me on twitter.com. Also, join our online community, which is www.liferemixed.net. It's our social, our online community and our social network, so we can all chit-chat and hang out with people during the different parts of the day instead of me trying to extend the show every single day so we can all get in the chat room. I just want to look and give everybody a big shout-out who's joining us in the chat room. This is cool because I have a chat room full of guys right now. So this show is definitely going to be for you all today. I just want to say a big shout-out to The High Road, to True View Radio, and to Dropping Seed Radio. Dropping Seed, I'm going to listen to your show today, probably this afternoon, because I missed it. And I know Tiff had a good show last week, this past Wednesday, actually, and I missed it because she broadcasts on the West Coast, and I'm here in New York, so sometimes it's kind of iffy if I catch her show, and True, I got you, too. So we're going to get right into today's show. We have a couple of guests. The first one, I'm not even going to give them an order. We're just going to let you know who it is. I already actually have on the line Rashad Bogar, so we're getting ready to bring him in, and then I also have John Lennox on the line, so we're going to bring him in a second. So, Rashad, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
I can't believe I'm talking to a boxer. I'm so corny, right? Tell all of my listeners a little bit about who you are, and then, John, we're going to bring you in a second.
Well, is Rashad Bogle. I live in North, born in Fayetteville, North Carolina, but I was raised in North. Been boxing since I was 7 years old now. Now I'm looking to my pro debut. Looking forward to it on Wednesday.
I'm excited. You're going pro. I'm going to be there, everybody, just so, you know, so everybody knows. I will be, I'm going to see if, well, we have the promoter coming on the line. I'm going to see if I could weasel a ringside seat from him. I think I could probably make that happen. But tell me a little bit, you know, if I read your information correctly, you're in college?
Yeah, I go to Kane University. I'm a freshman.
Well, all right. Thank you. Hold, sit tight. 1 second. Right now we're going to bring in John. John, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you excited about Wednesday's fight?
Yeah, man. I've been trying to get this pro debut in for about a year now, so finally coming through.
Oh, you're going. Okay, all right. See, let me tell you something real quick. I want to know more about boxing, which is why I was like, okay, I live in North Jersey and offices, and I broadcast from New York. But when I saw the boxing match, I'm like, hey, this looks like a great topic for the show. So you have to forgive me because I really want to get into boxing because it looks so fun. Now, you're going pro on Wednesday?
Yes.
So how long have you been fighting?
I've been fighting for about 8 years now. You know, I played college football and played in the Arena League for a little bit, and I did the boxing, you know, to get in shape. And I just started smashing people, so I stuck with it.
Oh, well, you know what? That's one thing I love that you, like, I started smashing people. No doubt. I guess you have to have that level of energy right there. Rashad, talk to me. Talk to me a little bit about what you're looking for in Wednesday's fight.
Well, I'm trying to get him out of there in the first round. Because I'm a big puncher or whatever like that. So I'm getting.
Now, are you two fighting? You're not fighting against each other, right?
No.
Oh, okay. So talk to me a little bit, Rashad, about your weight class and how you prep for your opponent. And then, John, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Okay. Well, I fight at 140. That's light welterweight. I've been in the gym every day this week. That's how I stay in the gym. Work the bags, work the floor, get good sparring. Got to do the road work. Been kind of messy out here and raining, so got to catch up on my road work.
How do you balance school and now a pro boxing career?
Well, all my classes are like, I get out of class. My latest class during the week is at 4:50, so I'm always able to go to the gym. Whether it's late or not, I'm always able to go to the gym. So I do have to like make up work for sessions that I miss, but it's coming along okay.
That's what it is. All right, I'm going to bring in actually the promoter who's promoting next Wednesday's fight. Now, look, everybody, you know I'm going to work my magic to see if I could get some ringside seats. If he throws some my way, just shoot me an email. I'm going to see if we could bum rush the back door. You know how we're a little bit surly, you know, around the edges. What's up, Doc? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you, Si?
Today is always a great day. Any day you wake up above ground, you have a chance to get it right.
You're 100% right about that.
Oh, look, definitely. I'm right about something. Listen.
You're right more times than not.
You are so good for my ego. You get to come back again. Listen, I got the flyer about your fight.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know much about boxing, but I know it's a sport. I'm right here in North Jersey. I'm going to be at the fight Wednesday. So anybody, you know, come check me out. I will be hanging with Harvey Doc and all of his boxers next Wednesday. But as I understand it, you know, just you and I talking behind the scenes, that this is your first fight as a promoter. Talk to me a little bit about why you decided to promote.
Well, I actually have been around the game so long, so it's not totally foreign to me. What I wanted to do was just be my own man. I wanted to be my own boss. And doing that, I had to pick a field that I love. And boxing, I've been around for 25 years. I was an amateur boxer, an amateur referee. I had one successful professional match myself 10 years ago. And I wanted to stay in the field that I love. And I just got tired of working for other people. So I decided that if I can, you know, find a niche in the boxing world, that would be where I'd most be successful because that's what makes me most happy. So I started as a referee professionally but that just wasn't enough financially speaking, although I still got a great thrill out of it. So from an entrepreneurial standpoint, I said promoting would be the best avenue for me. And I traveled down this road, and here we are, come Wednesday, November 19th.
That's what it is. Now I'm going to tell you, I've heard, you know, a lot of things about boxers and, you know, how the industry works. What differentiates you from any other promoter?
Well, first of all, not every promoter is the same. So when you say me from every other promoter, each promoter has their own niche. And I think what will separate me from a lot of others is that in this Northeast region, you have guys that want to compete, and there aren't many promoters putting on shows. Not here in New Jersey. New Jersey's pretty difficult in terms of all the testing that's required of the fighters. It's actually the safest or one of the safest states to compete in, but it also makes it very difficult for the promoters because it can be financially grueling in terms of everything that's required for the four-round fighters. So you'll see many fights in Atlantic City because those big, high-profile matches, they bring in a lot of advertising and sponsorship dollars. But on the club level, like shows that I'm doing at the Robert Treat, you don't get those same sponsors, so it makes it a little difficult. So to answer your question, what separates me is that having a niche on the club circuit, there's a lot of fighters that have yet to reach that Atlantic City level. So if you have a lot of guys that are just starting out trying to get to that Atlantic City level, a guy like Harvey Doc and HD Promotions, this is their vehicle. This is their tool to get to that next level. And without these promoters putting on these shows, I can make my market right here on the local level. You got a lot of guys from Jersey City, Irvington, North Trenton, the inner cities that love to compete, and there just aren't many places for them to display their talent. So if I can sort of set up my base, my foundation with these guys who are just starting their careers, it'll be a win-win for everybody.
So, all right, so now do you have aspirations to do like Atlantic City shows, or is you're just going to rock your lane?
I have aspirations to go all around the world. Dubai is definitely a goal of mine, to do a show in Dubai, all over Vegas. But right now, just getting started, I have a lane right now, but I have a bigger goal. And like I said, as an entrepreneur, it's not to stay on just the club circuit, but it's to eventually expand. And where I am right now, I'm just learning all the ins and outs from the promotional side, the business side, which is a lot different than having been a referee where you know the people, but you don't actually do business with people. So with that being said, you know, yes, I definitely have bigger aspirations than doing Robert Treat for the next 10 years, but there's always going to be a need to do these shows, no matter where I go, once the coming years, if I'm so blessed to have expanded to my goals of Dubai and Vegas and all around the world. But there will always be a need for these shows, and I have a commitment and a dedication to these young boxers because I was one of them at one time. So I certainly relate to where they are and where they're trying to get to. When you're talking to a guy like Rashad Bogart, I mean, Tank, I've known since he was a little kid. I've repped some of his fights in the amateurs. And to see this young kid grow up to be a man, going to college and embarking on his professional career, I mean, on my show, I mean, I can't tell you how honored I am to have a kid of this caliber on my show, my very first show. I mean, this is a good quality kid, and as are many of these kids, but, you know, there's a personal connection there because I've been knowing him for a long time, and I've seen him develop not just as a boxer, but as an individual, as a man. And I think it's kids like this who help inspire me to giving back and wanting to do these types of shows. So, you know, I'm a vehicle for them, but they also do me a lot of good.
But if you look at it, and Rashad, I'm gonna bring you in a second, you know, because you just got a lot of praise. If there's such a need, and it's my assumption, you know, that this keeps kids, particularly men of color, and I stand to be corrected, off the streets from hanging, you know, hanging out. It gives them something creative to do. If in fact it works all around the board, then why in fact are there such limited opportunities for them?
Were you asking myself?
Yeah,
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you, and then I'm going to bring Rashad
into it. Well, I think as far as the business goes, it's very expensive, first off. I mean, boxing is a very expensive sport if you're talking about the club level. So what happens is a lot of the smaller promoters who promote on this level, their funds are limited to a certain extent. And when you come to New Jersey, being that there's so many more tests that are required, you wind up seeing a lot more shows in other states. So it becomes a little bit more difficult for the promoter from the business side, because it's difficult to meet the demands of all of the fighters, all of the tests, and when you alleviate that side of the business, then these kids are left with nowhere to go. I mean, you have quite a few gyms in these cities, Trenton and Perth Amboy, North Irvington, and so have you, and there used to be, some years ago, fights all the time, the likes of the Robert Treat that they would host. But in recent years, that just hasn't been the case. There's been more of a safety-first attitude towards how we handle the profession and what it means to these boxers. And I understand that these guys have to be kept safe. But at the same time, from the business side, the promoter said, well, wait a minute, if I'm barely making ends meet trying to make this show, maybe it's best that I move my show to another state. And with that being said, it limits the opportunities for these fighters that are right here, because there's so many other fighters in these other states that the doors are very limited in terms of these guys fighting out of state, because there's already plenty of guys in every other state. So it's difficult, but it can be done.
It sounds like, you know, they're being slighted to a certain degree by virtue of regulations and policies that are in place in New Jersey that are beyond their control.
Well, it's actually for their benefit, to be honest. I mean, the state is actually looking to make sure that everybody's safe, because it is a very dangerous sport. I mean, in 1 second, your whole life can be turned around with a tragic injury or you know, you can be stopped and maybe you're on a suspension list for 60 days. And you know, they have to protect themselves as well. So I'm not actually knocking the state. That's not what I'm doing at all. I'm just saying it is difficult for a smaller promoter. But by no means are they doing anything wrong. They're not meaning or intentionally meaning to slight any boxer, any manager or trainer. It's just that they are safety first, and that takes the forefront of their position towards the sport. And you can't necessarily knock them for that. I certainly understand that.
Well, I definitely it definitely wasn't a strike against the state. I just want to give a big quick hello to everybody that's joining us in the chat room. What's up, Mama Smokey? How are you today? I see you in the chat room. And True, thank you for your support. You're telling me that I'm on my PR thing, so good looking out. Thanks for joining us in the chat room, everybody, today. You're listening to Harvey Doc. He was just speaking. He's actually the promoter and owns HD Promotions, and there's a fight coming up right here in Newark, New Jersey, on Wednesday, November 19th. Let me bring in Rashad Bogart real quick, and then, John, I'm going to jump to you. Rashad, do you feel, you know, you mentioned that you're a freshman in college. What impact do you feel boxing has made just on your personal development, just you as a person, as opposed to some of your peers?
Well, it gives me, like, I'm very well disciplined because of boxing. I can say
talk up a little bit, sweetheart. You talk.
I said I'm very well disciplined because of the boxing game or whatever. I know, like, I'm not supposed to be doing certain things out here, so I don't really get involved in too much besides school and things that pertain to boxing.
So now, are some of your friends, like, hanging out in the streets, doing, not, you know, doing other things? And, like, what's your motivation?
How well, I hang out with my friends. Like, sometimes, most of the times, I hang out with my friends on Sundays. We go out to Route 22 on the skating rink. Skate, go to the movies here and there. That's about it.
Wait. Hold up. Did you say Route 22 to roller skate?
Yeah, we go skating every Sunday.
Oh, my skates are in the trunk of my car. I will see you Sunday night. I will be there
every Sunday.
Say word.
Word.
Oh, you just got a new skating buddy.
I'm laughing because I actually hung out with you one night skating, and I know that's what you like to do. So I knew that was gonna strike a nice chord with you when he mentioned skating.
Of course.
But if I can, I want to piggyback just a little bit off of Rashad and hanging out and his discipline. Let me say where Rashad grew up in the Newark areas, you know, the inner cities as most people know of Newark, to have the discipline that you need to be successful in any endeavor that you obtaining or attempting to obtain in your field, it does take a lot of discipline because, and I'm actually from Newark myself, and we grew up in towns that are very difficult, and it's not structured systematically for a lot of us to come out unscathed. And just like stories that go way back 100 years, there are certain cities that are just very difficult to make it out of, whether it's just your mental acuteness, financially speaking, educationally. So to be able to come out of one of the toughest cities in this country, I mean, Newark is no joke, and I mean, a lot of respect to the new mayor because he's made it his business to attack a lot of crime areas within the city, and there is a lot of good that's coming out of Newark. Unfortunately, Newark does not get a lot of the positive spin that it deserves, and Rashad Bogart is one of the examples of what can come out of an inner city like Newark that's been ravaged for so many years with crime and drugs and what have you. But to come out of the neighborhoods that I have and he has and his trainer who's on the line, Charlie Dudrop, to come out of that not only unscathed but to be productive is a huge testament to who he is as an individual. And to guys like Charlie Dudrop who trains these young men from the time a lot of them are very young kids. I mean, I think Tank has been fighting since he was a little boy, and Charlie Dudrop has trained a lot of these little kids since they were very young boys. And to see what he can produce of them and to see what they can produce of themselves is a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And it should be given more credence to what can be from somebody who's coming from what the system would say is nothing. In other words, he went from nothing to something based on what he had to start with. Nobody here started with a silver spoon in their mouth. And to make it to the levels that he has is tremendous. I mean, this kid has traveled all over the world fighting as an amateur and has been extremely successful. And a lot of people now look up to him the way he did when he was coming up. So the cycle continues, but it's not all negative. We have a lot of positive things coming out of Newark, and Rashad Tank Bogart is one of those shining examples.
Do we have his trainer with us? Is his trainer on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
That's him. That's
Rashad, right?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Hold tight one second because I want to shoot a couple questions your way. I want to bring back John into this conversation because we just now spoke in depth and at length about the oppressive conditions that often plague young men in urban areas. There's a Newark in every city across this country. Every town, every major city has a quote-unquote Newark. John, was this your same experience as well, that you were using boxing as your way out?
Well, it was very similar. You know, I'm not from Newark. I'm from Carteret, which is, you know, by the Rahway area, which is the same type of area as Newark. But, yeah, mine was, you know, similar to everyone else's, you know. Right now I'm using boxing to get out of just everyday life. You know, I got bills like everyone else. Right now I'm a phys ed teacher. Actually, I got my kids looking through the window right now at me. But,
you're probably like one of the coolest phys ed teachers.
Yeah, I get along with them. There's a good understanding. I'm at a school where, you know, I have all Newark, Patterson, Passaic kids. So I deal, you know, I respond well to these kids. So I grew up like them, and I also teach them now. So I'm doing, you know, I'm giving back to them also. But with this whole boxing thing, they, you know, they love it. Now I'm trying to get this. You know, I got bills like everyone else. Like I said, you know, I'm a phys ed teacher. I'm also a personal trainer. I dip in and out of everything. So I'm trying to get this boxing thing going. You know, not for nothing. I'm a different type of breed than you guys will ever see. You're going to be at the fight, you said, right?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to swindle some ringside seats from the promoter. Y'all didn't know that yet.
Well, you'll see. You'll see when you're there, hon. I'm a different type of breed than anyone else has ever seen. So when I get there, you know, you'll know I'm there.
Listen, everybody, the show is Wednesday night. If you know, mess around with me, I'll be doing a live broadcast. I'll be doing the show Thursday morning. Talk about I was the only chicken at ringside screaming. Y'all know how I do. Just hit me up if you want some tickets. We got to see how many we could get from the promoter today. But, you know, I want to bring Dewdrop in, who is Rashad's trainer. You there with me, buddy?
Can I interject before you get into Dewdrop?
Absolutely.
That's
only going to cost you a couple more tickets, but it's all good. Keep going.
No, I just wanted to give a proper segue for Dewdrop, because you know, when we look at the big picture, the country was just extremely inspired by the election of Barack Obama.
Yes.
I mean, he's taken the country by, I'm sorry, not just the country, the world, by storm in terms of their enthusiasm for a new beginning now, because right here in the States, we all know we've been getting battered for the last 8 years, financially, economically, educationally, and Barack Obama, let me just say, as great as it was to have a new beginning, it's just an opportunity. But the real issue is, what do we do with that opportunity? You know, we're given a chance, but what do we do with it? As you say, when we wake up in the morning, there's a chance to make a difference. And what do you do with that chance? That's the question. And that should not solely rely on one individual. And I want to say that for he's only one, actually, for every Barack Obama, there's like millions of strong foot soldiers that have to help get this thing done, because there can't be any one person that can change everything, especially overnight. So what you need are foot soldiers. And let me say, Charlie Dewdrop is one of those foot soldiers, because it's not just Rashad Boga. I keep hesitating because I'm used to calling him Tank. He's known to his friends as Tank. But Dewdrop has trained and fathered, nurtured, cared for so many of these young men that have gone on to produce such a good quality life in an area that says you can't make it from this area. And more times than not, a lot of young men do fall on hard times because of the circumstances that surround them. They're just not a lot of opportunities in the same area that Dewdrop trains a lot of these kids. But he's one of those shining stars in an area where there's not much light shining at all. I mean, when you talk about being in the inner city, he's that. He's right there with his gym and his company, the plumbing business, and right in the heart of Newark, where there's just not a lot of positive. I hate to be redundant, but I do want to say that he's a shining example of giving back. And he has Rashad Bogart, but he's had thousands of other young men under his tutelage for years, and he'll probably never get the proper acknowledgement that he deserves for the job that he does with these young men. And it's my honor and pleasure to be on the line with him, to converse with him, to do business with him, to laugh and hang out with him, because he is truly one of the foot soldiers that fall under that huge umbrella that we call Barack Obama and trying to turn this thing around. He's one of the strongest foot soldiers that a guy like that can have, and he deserves all of the adulations and adulations that he can get, because he guys like him, and there's a lot of guys like him, but they do not get that recognition that they deserve. What you see most times is the end result, and that end result is a guy like Rashad Bogart fighting for a world title a few years from now on HBO or pay-per-view, and you see an end result. But before you got to the end result, there were a lot of years of struggle and sacrifice, and you don't do it alone. And Dewdrop has been there to help these guys obtain the goals that they're attempting to reach. So I just wanted to, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get so long-winded, but
no,
I wanted to properly acknowledge who he is before you just brought him on and people said, you know, okay, well, this is just a Rashad Bogart's trainer. I had to give you his proper due because he deserves it.
Well, I'm going to direct this question to him now. Why do you think your efforts and your contribution to these young men goes so grossly unnoticed, perhaps, if that's the right word?
Well, I had a vision.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, I had a vision, and I saw what I saw. And when I saw it within myself and my father and my family and what they went through from North Carolina, from Birmingham, Alabama, and then I came here as a young man, I just want to make a difference in things to how I came up in life. You know what I mean? I want to see something different. And the guys that I hung out with. It was like, you know, we hang out, we do this and that, but to take a kid from the environment where I came from and to take them to a level where they've never been before, I have spent thousands and thousands of dollars taking my kids all over the planet to get them out of the city to make things happen for them. And it was like, you know, it's got to be something different. It's got to be something different. So, you take
well, one of the things. Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that.
You take a Rashad Bogart, Allen Lawrence, Deion Richardson. You know, I mean, I had these guys when they were babies, and to see them come up as men, I get kind of scary because, you know, I mean, I can't really whoop them like I used to. but you know, to give them the respect. And you know what I mean, the respect they have for the elders, you know what I mean, for stealing cars. I got guys out of gangs. These guys were never part of that little clique. Those were my own babies, my own little crew. But to get the guys to come to my crew to try to snatch them up under my wing, I have had guys that tried and have them got them out of the gangs, got them stop stealing cars and changed their life around. And I'm still working on that as we speak. I got about five guys out of a gang. I have actually got Bloods and Crips hugging each other. It's just goes
wow.
way beyond boxing. You know what I mean? I have sit down with some of the I call them the Grand Wizards. Is it necessary for us to hurt black on black? I mean, this thing is real big, you know? And to take my gym as a concentration camp to see people come when it's snow on the ground, I should have the news reporters in my place because I have like 30, 40 people next week. You know, I see
wow.
a lot of people get me out of my pocket. You know what I mean? I have built the gym from the ground with my own money. I don't get no grant from the government or nobody said he goes some money to help you out with the gym. I help other gyms when they need help. And I'm stuck
but
with
I think
you know what I mean?
I think a lot of that happens, especially in urban communities, be it North, Detroit, Chicago, just from the East Coast to the West Coast, there are a lot of unsung heroes. There are a lot of people out there doing big things in a big way and impacting the lives of people, you know, for the sake of this conversation, for young men. But, you know, just like John said, a lot of people in his school, he's a gym teacher with students from Passaic and Patterson. I grew up in that area, and it's, you know, y'all know I talk about my kids almost every day on the air. My son just graduated from Passaic High School, and if I wasn't down his throat every single day, I'm sure he could have gone wayward. I'm sure he could have. He has people that, you know, care for him and are relentless in not letting him go the wrong way. But then I think collectively we have to look at what happens to all the young men that don't have their mother, their father, their grandmother, you know, just hounding them, harassing them, do the right thing, do the right thing. And it's people like you, Charlie Dewdrop, that come in and steer them and gently guide them and keep pushing them in the right direction. I want to throw this question to John real quick. John, do you find that you've become an unofficial mentor to some of your young, to some of your students?
Absolutely. You know, in this school, you know, I'm half social worker, I'm half phys ed teacher, I'm half mentor, I'm half all that, you know.
Right.
These kids, like you said, come from, you know, not so good homes and get sucked into to the underworld of gangs and all that. I have kids that tell me they don't even go outside their house when they get home.
Wow.
Which they love to come to school here, you know, play basketball with me, play pool, play all this other games. You know, some of these kids don't get out of the house, like I said. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, I give back to them, and I got multiple kids that just gave up gangs and gave up, you know, the street life. And, you know, sometimes even that can be dangerous, getting out. So I try to get them before they get in. So.
Well,
yeah,
let me tell you a little. Some of the things that are jumping off in our chat room right now. Drop and See Radio said you to Doc, you are the anti Don King. And True, who's a friend of mine out in Cali, my friend Roland, he said, yeah, that's true. Then I got a question. Cy, ask the boxers/boxers. How what they learn from their training plays out in life outside of boxing. Okay, let me read that again because I was reading it right out from the chat room. Cy, ask the boxers how what they learn from their training plays out in life outside of boxing. So I'm going to throw that question to Rashad, then John, I'm going to have you answer it.
I'm not really understanding the question.
Okay, how your training, you know how you have to have that certain level of discipline?
Yeah.
How that plays, what impact that makes in your life outside of the ring?
Oh, well, it keeps me out of a lot of stuff. Like, I get a heads up on a lot of other things due to some of the things I do in the gym. Like, I'm able to see other stuff and not get involved in it. Like, I just don't be bothered with a lot of stuff that my friends get into sometimes.
Is it because you have aspirations? Is it because you're just busy? Because I know my grandmother used to say, idle mind is the devil's playground. So is it because you make a conscious decision, I'm not going that way, or is it just because boxing keeps you so busy you don't have time to deviate?
It's both in some ways. In some ways it's because I've seen people that got in trouble behind some things my friends do that used to go to my gym, so I just don't deal with it.
John, I'm going to throw that same question to you. Ask the boxers how what they learn from their training plays out in life outside of boxing.
Well, I agree with you with the discipline part. You have to be extremely disciplined. It teaches you, you know, just respect for, say, your trainer. Respect for there. I say it's not even just boxing. It's just athletics. If people get more involved in just sports alone, the discipline and respect for just life and what athletes, you know, get taught from early age is just, it keeps a lot of people out of trouble, most urban city kids, and, you know, it's a real level of, you know, commitment, and that's another thing. It takes up most of time, but what usually do kids do with that time? They, you know, sometimes get in trouble. Some kids are just good kids, but that's for the level of respect and discipline. It's, you know, just athletics alone, not even boxing. You know, boxing more than maybe other sports, but just athletics alone just gives everybody, you know, respect and discipline for just life. It's a good teacher, you know.
I think I need to, you know, all my listeners know what my weakness is. I think I need to take up a sport and be disciplined to exercise, because, y'all, I did have 3 big chocolate chip cookies that I baked this morning for breakfast. And I did go to Starbucks for a grande pumpkin spice latte, so I'm sure that was not the best breakfast. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Harvey, Doc, you know, and all the other boxers, Rashad and John. So we'll be right back right after this quick break.
Tired of living in debt? Discover how you can successfully defeat debt once and for all at oneononedebt.com. Imagine being completely debt-free in as little as 12 to 30 months. Debt negotiation experts at oneonedebt.com are standing by to help you get back on your feet financially. Log on to the number 1-O-N-1-debt.com today and see how easy it is to reduce your unsecured debt by up to 65%, lower your monthly payments, eliminate late fees, and save thousands off your outstanding debt balances. So, give yourself relief from those nagging collectors and the fear of bankruptcy. Defeat debt once and for all at oneonedebt.com. Visit oneonedebt.com today or call 1-888-2-DEBT-63 for your free consultation. That's 1-888-2-DEBT-63. In as little as 12 to 30 months from right now, you could be completely debt-free. Go to oneonedebt.com and reduce your debt once and for all. Again, log on to 1-O-N-1-DEBT.com.
I just have to give a quick a quick shout to Driver's Seat in the radio, Driver's Seat Radio, the chat room. There's too many guests to do that. So for those of you in the chat room, that's just a little private joke between all of us. Yeah, you know what? We're learning. You guys are fun. I just want to say a big shout out. Thank you to everybody who's tuning into Life Remix Radio. We started this broadcast in July, and it has just taken off, and I have some amazing guests. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who joins me each and every day from 12 noon. Well, you know, 12 noon to whenever we stop talking. But today we're joined by Harvey Doc of HD Promotions. Oh, let me give you his website. Everybody grab a pen. And can one of you guys do me a favor and put his website in the chat room? It's www.hdpromotionsonline.com. So if somebody could just stick that up in the chat room, and I'll put that up on my blog afternoon.
No, let me correct that. It's HD Boxing Online.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I should know that. Sorry, everybody. It's www.hdboxingonline.com. My bad. That's a big my bad. Now he just yanked 2 tickets from me, everybody.
We'll take care of your people. We'll take care of you guys. We'll take care of the crew.
Now look, I have what? How many minutes? 17 minutes left in the show to get my 2 tickets back that I just lost for giving the wrong website in the chat room.
Can I say something?
Absolutely. Wait, I just want to say one thing really quickly. I just want to say thank you for Dropping C Radio, who just put in the chat room hdboxingonline.com. Thank you, Pastor McDonald, because I can't type and do the show all at the same time. So thank you very much. So who was just speaking?
That was Charlie Dewdrop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please say something.
I wanted to say something. You know what I mean? I've been in boxing for like 35 years. Actually, 33 years, because the other 2 years I was, you know, training myself. But look, if the way my – I'm in the heart of North. I'm in the belly of the beast. And I have a heavyweight, Kevin Johnson, ranked number 5 in the world. I'm like kind of low-key with that. Soon he'd be ranked number 2 as of next week. Mid-January, he was already offered a title shot. Now, let me explain something to you, right? We're talking about a guy came from out of the hood to right now to take a guy from a nothing to the heavyweight championship of the world. Klitschko just turned us down. We got value with us in the making right now. We're going to be fighting next year for the heavyweight championship, but it is January. Kevin Johnson, Kevin Kingpin Johnson, that's his name. We'll be fighting for the WBA Heavyweight Championship of the World. I don't really, you know, talk to a lot of people about this, but I was his trainer. He came in my life when he was an amateur, but I was with him for like 5 years. It took me 5 years to take a heavyweight to the championship from out of this neighborhood. A lot of people don't know that, but if you go to WBA and you look up the ranking, you'll see Kevin Johnson. He's ranked number 5, but he will be soon ranked as the rankings, next rankings come out. At the end of the month, he'll be ranked number 2.
That's pretty impressive. How do you keep them motivated for 5 years?
Well, just stand in the gym. Keep them active. You know what I mean? you know what I mean? I provide a lot of jobs. I'm self-employed, so I provide jobs from work to the
doctor. I need a job. Look, wait. I need a job.
The plumbing work, the construction.
No, I'm supposed to call it.
Yeah, it's a hot water tank. You know?
Well, look, you hiring?
and let's the plumbing season right now.
And let me say, I don't know how far his gratitude extends, but I will say, when my house was freezing the other night because something was wrong with my furnace, Charlie Dewdrop he sent a plumber over at 2 a.m. and we got things done. 2 a.m. Now, how many plumbers can you find in the Yellow Pages that's going to come out at 2 a.m?
So, no.
Yeah.
I guess that means you have some weight behind you. Look, the high road just put in the chat room, I could see Side doing plumbing work. Yeah, right. The closest I'm getting to doing any plumbing is walking in my kitchen and putting some chocolate chip cookies in the oven and then washing the pan when I'm finished. Come on now. High road, you know better than that. Yeah, that's my. You know what? It's so funny. Before I used to go on the air, I ate a big peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I used to tell everybody that. And one day I was starting the show and trying to choke down the rest of my sandwich, but I'm getting better. We have a listener who calls in, or she listens every day. Her name is Tiffany, and she's from California, and she got me to stop eating meat, so I'm really proud of that, and I am feeling a lot better. So big shout out to Tiff, who's helping me, you know, just be a little bit healthier and not make my breakfast a grande pumpkin spice latte and 3 chocolate chip cookies for breakfast. I'm working on it. Maybe I'll start hitting the gym with some of these promoters and boxers I have on the line today. Listen, we're down to the last 13 minutes of the show. The show goes very quickly every single day. I'm like, Dad, how did that happen? But I just want to start with Rashad and just, you know, give us some final thoughts. What you're going to do with your career, how much longer do you want to fight? Just, you know, just give us a little bit more information. Now we're down to 12 minutes, and I want to get everybody in before we run out of time.
Well, I'm trying to make it so that people that's coming to my gym now, like the little ones that's in my gym, they can follow behind my footsteps, like as we doing with Kevin Johnson right now. When he get that title, we're going to all be right there with him. So I can get on his undercards and stuff like that. He'd be building me up as well. And that's really it. I'm trying to, in school I'm majoring in electronics tech, so I'm going to see how far that takes me too as well.
Well, congratulations. This is definitely, you know, I think I'm putting my mommy hat on right now. congratulations. And it's just really good to see how a young man can come from the conditions, not such great conditions, and still stay focused and have people around him that can keep him going in the right direction. And getting into college right now is a challenge, and I really hope that you have the finances and the will and the tenacity to make it through so we can all, you know, bring you back on your graduation day. We'll take up a collection, everybody. Amen? No.
and let me throw in there really quick. We've properly acknowledged who he is as an individual, Rashad Bogard, that is, and how great it is to come from North, and he's a college kid now. But let me say, on Wednesday, November 19th, not only will you be seeing a great kid, a good, upstanding young man, but you'll be seeing a very great talent. And I don't know if we've properly acknowledged that either. Bogard is a great talent. He won the Ohio State Fair Championships 3 years in a row, and he won the Golden Glove Championships here in New Jersey twice. This kid can fight. So, I mean, I know he comes across as a really nice, humble kid, which he is, but please, when you see him Wednesday night, you will be seeing a fighting machine. That's all I want to say. The kid has been fighting since he's been about 6-7 years old. He's 18 now, and believe me, he knows his craft extremely well. So I just wanted to acknowledge the other side of Bogart, what we'll be seeing on the 19th.
Well, that's what it is. Thank you, Rashad. Thank you so much for calling into the show today. I really appreciate it. And everybody, you know I'm going to be right there ringside on Wednesday show.
Thank
and hopefully I can
me.
still do the show. Oh, no doubt. You know, anybody that's doing big things, doing positive things, always has an open seat at the table of my show. Now, when you start, people start doing stuff sideways, you know, we rescind it. But, you know, for right now, you're more than welcome to come back any time. You know, talk about what you're doing, your struggles. This is, you know, my show is a safe place for us to be better us's. And I say that all the time. You know, we come together every day at 12 noon so we can all learn to be better us's. No matter, you know, speaking of whatever degree it is, you know, you may be ahead of me in one area and I may be ahead of you in another area, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to be the best Sai that I can be, and you can be trying to be the best Rashard you can be, and so forth. So, you know, I'm just happy you came onto the show, so it's my pleasure as well to have you. So that's what it is. John, talk to me. What are you going to be doing? You know, give us some final thoughts, how you're planning for the fight Wednesday, what you're doing with your kids. Let everybody know.
Well, me personally, I'm sure Tank would agree. I'm trying to be champion of the world, man. You know, I thank Doc and, you know, HD Promotions giving me the chance to get this first pro fight in. You know, I've been trying for like a year to get this in. And I got a very entertaining style. Yes. What's up? You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Here's something in the background. But anyway, yeah, very entertaining style, a lot of power. Like I said, I'm a cruiserweight, but I'm fighting a heavyweight fight this fight just to show you guys my power. And like I said, I'm going to be champion of the world. All I need is to make this my full-time job. Give me a year and a half, man. I'm a cruiserweight champ.
Well, you definitely have the support of the Life Remix Radio family.
Thank you.
Doc and Dewdrop, do you have any final thoughts?
Right now.
Well, yeah, I have a thought. I mean, when I do this documentary, you're more than welcome to come to 26 Sunset Avenue, New Jersey, which is the gym that I own, to see the kids that's off the street, that I pulled off the street, that's being involved with boxing. I got to be a mother, brother, father. I got to be older to these kids that don't have families. So I want you to be a part of that documentary. You come lay eyes on when the snow hit the ground, come up to your knees, and when it's cold outside, and I have the barbecue pits burning in the wintertime, feed these people that I don't even know that stand in my gym. This is what I want you to come see. This is
wow.
Those are my final thoughts. You know what I mean? These are things that I'm doing. So when it gets real, real cold, just come to 26 Sunset Avenue. Just look at the gym. You see the cots on the floor. The people that you said, well, who's this? Who's that? You think it's a concentration camp? Why they not stepping in to try to help these kids? Well, I'm getting them off drugs. I'm getting them out of the streets. I'm getting them jobs. I'm only one person. God willing, you know what I mean? It's to be a part of that, and what you do, you can share it with the other part of the world. Because I'm getting old. I'm not getting no younger. And I've been doing this now for like 7 years to try to help these guys. So, you know, it's like the street doctor. He comes over. He promises to do this. People, they promise to do that to help these people. There's nothing being done. But, you know, if you come by on the documentary day, I got a crew coming in with the cameras and stuff like that. It's sure. It might be on HBO.
You never know, and you know what? You keep doing big things in Newark. You always have an open invitation to come right here on Life Remix Radio, and I'm throwing the support of my show behind what you're doing because I do believe that there are a lot of people. I was a Sunday school director, a youth director for my church, and I know what it's like to be in the trenches with people that look up to you, and it can be a very thankless job at, you know, sometimes, and you know, I did a lot of stuff for my girls, for my kids. Hopefully, I kept some of them from being teenage mothers just through my words. So I can definitely appreciate the contribution that you're making and pouring into the lives of young people. So big ups and thanks for joining me today on Life Remix Radio.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no doubt. Doc, you're up next, buddy.
it's really an honor to be here and to have not just my company, but these fighters on your show, to be able to let people know who they are. It's like almost like a reality show. Your listeners get to hear who they are at this point. So when they come see them, it's like they feel they have a part of them inside now. So it gives them a greater rooting interest when they're there watching. So, I mean, your show is a tool and a vehicle for your listeners to actually identify with when they show up on Wednesday night. So I want to thank you for that opportunity. But having said that, let me apologize for not having my main event guy, Jerson Ravello, on your show. We actually scheduled that, but I thought it was 11 o'clock and it was 12 o'clock. But he's actually training out in Arizona right now. So he's probably in the ring
sparring as we're speaking right now. But if I can, let me just speak on his behalf. Gerson Ravello, 18-3, 2000 Olympian from Newark, New Jersey. He is 18-3, and he is looking to get back on the winning track come Wednesday night. He is my main event against a guy from Philadelphia named Defear Smith, and that should be an excellent crossroads fight for the viewers. It's going to be a pretty exciting fight. And having said that, I'm sure Gerson would say, look out, I'm going to be entertaining my fans because he has a heavy Dominican population that follows him wherever he goes. And he'll be promising them not only a victory but an impressive performance. So, again, I'm sorry to your listeners that we couldn't get him on the show today. But please show up Wednesday, November 19th, and you'll be in for a treat because Gerson is a very entertaining, exciting fighter. And, again, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to let people know about my company, let your listeners know about fighters on the undercard, and we should be seeing some big things from HD Promotions in the future.
Oh, no doubt. One of the things, you know, when I asked you to come on to the show, you know, I said I want to know the story behind the story. And my listeners know we've had extremely famous guests on my show and some not so famous or well-known guests as of yet, and I always come to the same core. I want to know the story behind the story. Yes, you're having a boxing match, but you know what? I want to know about the lives of these individuals, and I think I successfully accomplished that, and I was able to extract some really good information and find out what's really on the hearts and minds of these people that are interacting with the young men in our lives and in our communities, and I think that speaks volumes. So, you know, we could just keep saying thank you back and forth all day, but I think it goes without saying, you know, everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what it is. Let me just check out some stuff that's going on in the chat room. High Road said, Cy, you're awesome. Oh, you know what? Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I do my absolute best to bring you guys a good show every single day. And by the simple fact that you tune in and join me in the chat room every day lets me know I'm doing something right. You also said, look out for an email from me tonight. Oh, tonight I won't be around, High Road. I'm actually speaking in Harlem tonight at Thy Will Be Done Christian Ministries for their women's ministry. I'm speaking to a group of girls tonight and tomorrow morning. So if you shoot me an email, it'll probably come to my BlackBerry, and I'll either answer it on the road or I'll answer it tomorrow. But send it to me anyway. Also, Dropping Seed Radio said, hey, guys, check out thegoodlife.ning.com. Tell me if you like it. So, again, that's thegoodlife.ning.com. Don't forget to join my online community where we rethink everything we know to live the best possible life we can, which is cybrown.com, cybrowne.com. The High Road also says, great job, the best in these guys shines through. Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, that's definitely a good thing, and we could tell. Everybody's got a little light inside of them, so we want to make sure we bring it out. So, yeah, the best, it says, great job, the best in these guys shines through. So thank you. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. It's your girl, Cy Brown. Thank you for staying with me for another episode of Life Remix Radio. Tune in tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as we just rethink everything we know to live the best life we possibly can. And I'm going to work on the cookie and brownie thing, everybody. I'm trying. If that's the worst vice I have, then it's all good. Don't forget, wherever you go, the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. Thanks, God, and so it is, and I'll see you all tomorrow at 12 noon. Peace.